Okay, Madam Chair, and we'll have some staff that will join virtually. I think Andrew Norton will take the first lead on it, and then our biologist, Andy Lindblom, and Byron Buxton will also follow up and give a little bit more information as well on mountain lion population and status.
Okay, very good. Are we ready? Oh, I do see them. Let's go ahead then. We'll move forward with that, and then once we're done with number 11, we'll probably take a 10 to 15 minute break. So gentlemen, if you are ready to go, please begin on your time.
All right, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator, and as Director Kirschman said, we will have Andy Lindblom and Byron Buckley give a brief presentation here. I think it'll be very helpful regarding the previous discussion on the two petitions and a lot of the comments we've heard. We have some very good data for mountain lions. Won't have time to cover it all, so I know Andy and Byron have been working hard to compile a lot of extra data, and please ask questions. There is a lot of information out there that they'll be leaving out, and would be happy to answer as follow-up questions. So I'll turn it over to Andy.
Andy Lindblom here, along with Byron Buckley. I'm trying to share my screen. All right. Rick, can you hear me? Can you see the presentation slide now?
Yes, we can see you. We can see the slides and we can hear you.
Great, thank you. Good afternoon again. Yeah, Byron and I put together some information today on mountain lion management and research. And yeah, we're just gonna jump right into it. So as an agency, you know, we do a fair number of surveys and we evaluate several data sets to estimate population abundance and trend of lions in the state. Hopefully all of you have had a chance to look over the biennial report that we put together that goes over most, if not all, of these data sets. And but in the interest of time today, we're just going to talk about those items highlighted in blue. But again, all this should be in the report, and of course, Byron and I are sure available today to discuss any of these surveys or data sets. So before I get started with the data, I do want to talk about a little bit about our mountain lion management plan. Of course, we have a management plan for lions, just like we do for all of our other species, that you know, really lays out for us as an agency on how we're going to manage this species. And I want to talk about a couple things in this plan that I think are pertinent to today's discussion. First, for the Black Hills, we have some objectives and strategies that I want to mention. We do state in the plan that we are going to manage for a sustainable population of lions in the Black Hills. And we've defined a numeric population objective of 200 to 300 total lions. We also state in our plan that we're going to manage hunting season opportunities to allow for maximum hunting opportunities. And we do that primarily using food hunters. With that said, there's an exception to that, right? In Custer State Park, which is within the Black Hills, obviously, we do allow food hunting opportunities, but we also allow hunting opportunities for folks with hounds. And so our main objective for Custer State Park is not maximizing hunter opportunity, but it's for managing hunting opportunities for folks that have hounds or have access to hounds. And for the rest of the area, outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District, we do have a stated objective, and that is to manage lion populations to minimize potential conflicts, and at the same time, try and maximize hunting opportunity. And on the prairie, we do allow both food hunting and hunting with hounds. And of course, we have a lot more in our management plans. All this is available on our website. So as you may recall, we adopted this plan, or you as a commission reviewed and adopted this plan back in 2019. We went through a process that involved the public, and we got public input. We had a stakeholder group to develop the plan, and we passed that, or you as a commission adopted that in 2019. Unfortunately, back in 2019, as an agency, we weren't doing an action plan, so we do not have an action plan in front of you today. As you know, our action plans are a little more concise, a little more narrow focus on what we're going to do for species in the immediate, immediate future. And because we don't have one for lions, we are going to be working on one over the next couple of years and plan to have one for you as a commission next time we meet proposed regulations in 2025. I don't know all the details and all the dates of that. We still have a lot of discussion to be had, but we certainly will involve the public in that process, and I'm sure upper administration will involve the commission on what that's really going to look like. But I did want to make sure you're aware we are going to be working on an action plan on mountain lions. So next, I want to talk about our hunting season structure. We've been hunting lions, had a regulated hunt season since 2005, so not a real long time, but just looking back at the last 5 years, we've had a pretty consistent season structure. We've been beginning our lion season the day after Christmas, December 26th, and going till the end of April. We used to go to the end of March, but some of you may remember, about 4 years ago, the commission promulgated rules to change that to the end of April, so we were able to provide some additional hunting opportunities. That's for the Black Hills. For the remainder of the state, it is year-round. We have a harvest limit for the Black Hills. It's 60 total, or 40 females. And as we've talked about today and you've heard already, we have not been meeting that harvest limit. I want to circle back around and talk about that in a minute. But because we don't meet that harvest limit, our season does go the entire length. Right now, we have a 126-day season, so it's a long season, a lot of opportunity for folks out there. Now, circling back around to the harvest limits, we spent a lot of time talking about this because we don't meet it. And I do think it's important to note that as an agency, and Director Kirschman talked about this a lot, he was spot on. This is not a quota, right? This is not something we have to meet our management objectives. In fact, you're going to see from some of the data today that if we met this every year, we would not be able to manage for our management objective of 200 to 300 lions. We just don't have enough lions that could meet that every year. The beauty of our current hunting season is, with the bulk of it coming from folks with boot hunters, and that's a very low success hunt. The beauty of that is we can provide a lot of opportunity. They don't meet this harvest limit. It's a maximum limit. They don't meet that unless our population is really high and the conditions are perfect. And then that, underneath that scenario, we're okay with that harvest limit being met. But if we do modify our regulations, and I know we're going to have a lot of discussion about doing that, and potentially allowing increased opportunity for folks with hounds, no right or wrong answer there, but that definitely will increase hunter success. That will increase our harvest. And we do need to consider modifying that harvest limit down if we're going to meet it every year. So I think that's something we need to keep in mind. So a little bit about our hunting seasons now. The last 5 years, we've been selling over 3,000 licenses, some years close to 4,000 licenses. So a lot of folks are really participating in mountain lion hunting in the state. Our harvest in the Black Hills has been pretty consistent at 40 to 50 the last 4 or 5 years, so pretty stable harvest. On the prairie, again, pretty stable at 10 to 14 total animals. Now, just looking at the Black Hills only, so this excludes Custer State Park, we harvested 37 lions. We sold about 2,600 licenses during the open season, so those folks could hunt lions in the Black Hills. Our success for hunters who actually did hunt was 3.8% success, and this, again, is root hunting only. And we're able to get away with providing that much opportunity and selling that many licenses with this small of a population because that hunter success is so low. So for Custer State Park, we harvested 7 lions last year. As some of you may recall, use of hounds was made legal about 11 years ago in Custer State Park. And since that date, 96% of our harvest in CSP has come from hunters with hounds. Now on the prairie last year, we harvested 14. And again, about 8 years ago is when the use of hounds was made legal on the prairie, and since then, about 72% of our harvest on the prairie has come from folks with hounds. So looking at our total harvest in the Black Hills, this goes back all the way to our first regulated hunting season in 2005. You can see we peaked in 2011-12, about 73, if I remember right, total lines harvested in the hills. We haven't met our harvest limit since that year or the year after, I forget. But you can see our harvest has gone down all the way to the point of 2018 and 19, when we had a low of about 21 lines harvested. Since then, harvest bounced back up, and we've been pretty steady again around that 40 to 50 total lions harvested in the Black Hills. So harvest is the major source of mortality on lions in the Black Hills, but we do keep track of all other additional mountain lion mortalities. The bulk of these come from removal, either by us as an agency on conflict situations, or by the public in similar conflict situations. And also vehicle strikes, too, are probably the three main sources of these other mortalities. But again, you can look at the trend on these data, which may represent the population trend like our harvest data. And you can see a downward trend in that all the way to about 16, 17 or so. And then we've been bouncing around 20 plus or minus other mortalities in the Black Hills. The last thing I want to talk about are DNA sampling efforts, and we've heard a lot about that already today. So if some of you folks don't know, we go out 1 month prior to the hunting season, and this is really key. We go out just 30 days before the hunting season. We sample as many lions as we can. We use three houndsman teams. Two of them are contract, and one of them is our own. And we treat as many lions as we can, and we collect DNA from those lions. Those lions have to be collected right before the season, because we're assuming those lions are available during the season. And that's how we come up with the mark recapture estimate. So that's really key, the timing of this survey. We do divide the hills into six units, you can see on the map here. So we try to sample in those units as best as possible. You can see probably barely, but the blue dots on the map are where we collected DNA samples last year, and the red dots are the harvest samples, approximate. And you can see there's pretty good consensus or overlap between the two, which is really what we want. So last year we ended up treeing about 47 lions in that 20 to 30 day window, depending on who was doing the treeing. That was less than the year before. We were at about 66, and the year before that I think we were similar numbers. So we did tree less lions last year. We had a couple days of challenging snow conditions, but overall most of our folks that were using hounds did feel that we do have a few less lions in the hills, for what that's worth. But then we take the DNA, so we took our 40 DNA samples, send that off to a genetics lab in Montana. They remove any duplicates or any animals that we deem are less than a year old. So we removed a few of those from the sample. And we end up with 30 total individuals with DNA samples. So we use a modified Lincoln-Peterson mark recapture model. It's a pretty simple model, and this gives us an estimate of adults and subadults. This is kind of a breakdown of how it looks. That first number 30, that's the number I just talked about. That's how many individuals we had marked right going into the season, and we're assuming those animals are available during the season. We ended up harvesting in the Black Hills 39 adults and subadults, so we removed any animals that were less than 1 year of age. Of those 39, five of those were resampled. Five of those were sampled by our houndsman team, so that's five of the 39. And that gives us a total model estimate of 207 adults and subadults. So we're after a total estimate now, so we have to add in kittens. So we used previous research data on kitten survival, on kitten recruitment, and divide the population up into adults, subadults, males and females based on harvest composition, and we come up with 68 kittens added to the 207. So our total population estimate would have been, as I say, of January 1, officially that would have been more like December 26th, but we'll say January 1, 2023, our estimate is 275 total cats. Obviously that is within our 200 to 300 population objective. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Byron, who's going to talk more about population estimates and how we project these populations into the future.
Thank you, Andy.
Commission, Secretary Roebling, and Madam Chair. I'm going to follow up Andy's talk there and just go kind of quickly through a few slides here with the population estimates that we've been getting from the DNA analysis and the Lincoln-Peterson estimates. Andy, if you want to go down. So this is the data that we've been collecting since 2010. There's a fair amount of variation when you have small sample sizes from year to year, and you see in 2017, 2018, we had a pretty decent amount of variation. But given all of our estimates, we still believe that we're within the 200 to 300 parameter that we have in our population objectives. But to reduce the kind of the variation, Andy, to the next one. We use a model, a weighted model average, which kind of gives us a little bit smoother of an estimate, a population estimate for the Black Hills. As you can see, we kind of bounce around that 200, 300 mark, giving us a little bit better of an estimate in what we've got. And so when we have our estimates, we can actually use a different model to project what we think the population is going to be over the following years, given what we know already about our survival and recruitment in the population. And so we can kind of alter those numbers, giving our harvest, whatever we think the harvest is going to be in a few years, or what we are using over the last 3 or 4 years. So Andy, to the next one. So these are some projections that we are using, and based on the 26 individual females that are harvested, so it's kind of over the last 3 or 4 years, we've harvested about 26 individuals. So if we harvest the 26 individuals female over the next few years, we're still going to be within our population objectives. It'll be lower towards the bottom end, but we're still within our objectives. And if we meet our harvest limits, you can see that there's the potential that we could go below our harvest, our population objectives within the two years or so. And so kind of giving the 24 to 25 individuals that have been harvested over the last few years, we think that the one on the left is a pretty good where we need to be. And so that's kind of my quick spiel on some of the population modeling. And so if there's any questions, I think, yeah, that's all we got.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Lindblom or Mr. Buckley or Andrew Norton from the commission? It does not look like there are any questions, and I know there are no recommended changes right now, so there's no action needed at this time. As we talked about earlier, we'll see where we go as we move forward with public comment that will happen through September and October on the petition that's been passed.
Madam Chair, again, Tom Kirshner, Wildlife Division Director. Again, as you saw this sheet, we had no recommended changes. And that has not changed at all. We wanted to provide this information to you so you have this for background as well. So at the end of the day, as asked earlier by Commissioner Call, the proposal moving forward is the petition that you had accepted today, and that's the proposal that you as the commission body has accepted as of right now moving forward for comment and further conversations, discussions over the next couple of months. Moving forward to ultimately your October meeting for a finalization of the mountain lion hunting season. So hopefully that clarifies again and make sure that there's no uncertainty as what the proposal is in front of you at this time for mountain lion hunting season.
Very good. All right, thank you. At this time, we are going to take about a 10-minute break. When we come back, we're going to jump to number item 18 on our agenda, just so we all are all aware, but if we could be back here in 10 minutes, we are at ease.